I'm on Threadgold, and I used to work at the Powder Mills, and I'm talking to, your name is?
Jones Fuller.
Joan?
Mary Jones Fuller.
Mary Jones Fuller, oh yes. And did you, you used to work there, did
no.
you?
No, and nobody in my family worked there, but we had a dairy, which we had a lot of horses doing their rounds.
In
no, in Chesson, in Wilson Cross in those days. And I'm going back to the 1930s, and they used to come along and ask my father if he'd lend them a horse to pull a barge along the river with cordite up to the Small Arms.
So this would be in the 30s, that?
Been the 30s, because he died in 37. So they asked him about 33, 34, 35.
Oh, yes.
We had a big ginger horse that was very quiet. And
that'd be down the main lead, not to inside the factory.
Down, well, from the factory.
Oh,
down,
from the factory.
Yes, down, tow them down, you know. So he used to take them down, and our horse used to go along nice and steady, so he was the ideal one for the job.
How far did he take the barge then? From
down
the...
down to the Small Arms.
Oh, yes, yes.
So they sort of worked in one with the other, didn't they?
I see, oh, yes. And then brought them back,
that's
back
right.
empty.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Would he, I suppose you get some sort of remuneration for this little
Well, we didn't. No, my father was one of those.
In those days.
In different days, you know.
That's right.
Do things for the hospitals or for the country.
Right. Yes.
He was very patriotic, and anything he thought he could do to help. And the horse didn't, it wasn't killing the horse to go walk along by the riverbank. You know?
And of course, it was a bit social because he'd have a jaw with the fellow on the barge and that.
They used to enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah.
The only other connection I've had, and I think that was, someone I knew, of course, was killed. He was blown up and had an explosion. He got killed there.
Oh, would that be in the? Like,
well, that's in the Powder Mills. That would be about. No, that would be about in the 40s,
oh,
late 40s.
Yes, there was one, wasn't there?
Yes.
In the 40s, yes.
Yes.
On the so he got killed. Yes. What was his name?
I know the woman's second married name. I'm just trying to think what her first married name is.
No,
I can't remember what his name was, but actually the woman worked for us as a bookkeeper, you see, and her husband was killed there, and she married again, so I, so from the 40s I remember the second name, I don't remember the first one.
Yes.
But the thing that struck me as so odd, he got killed. And when she got married the second time, clothing was all on ration, and her new husband wore her first husband's clothes. Oh, that didn't seem right to me at all. So until it was in the 40s, you know, for things to be short like that.
Because it must be rather sort of upsetting for the spouse. It's
well, I'd have thought.
See somebody else walking around.
That's what I'd have thought. And of course, I met my husband really through the Powder Mills. Because he was an aircraft gunner, and they came out of France after Dunkirk, he came out, and they re-trooped them all around here in the place in Ordnance Road. They had a sort of headquarters, and then they put the gun sights on the top of the buildings. He was on the flats opposite Arlington.
Oh, yes.
The anti-aircraft guns there looking
at the
Because
there was an anti-aircraft gun at the bottom of Powder Mill Lane.
That's right, yes.
He wasn't on that at all.
No, he was on the one at the cross.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, during the war, I was a teleprinter mechanic, so I used to come in and do work in the office along there.
Oh, in Powder Mill Lane, you worked in
the office? Yes, and they used to have to give me thumbprints and things like that at one time.
Oh, yes.
Did the Small Arms as
what
well.
What was your maiden name?
Kirby.
Kirby.
Yes, K-I-R-B-Y. Kirby, because
was the name is, I just get it going.
J-O-N-E-S, Jones. J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S.
Hyphen.
Hyphen.
Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R.
Mary.
Mary.
Oh, yes.
My father was the Kirby, the dairy.
Oh, yes.
Quite a big dairy, so it was his horses. And,
oh, yes.
And that's, as I say, I went down there with the teleprinters. We used to do the printers. Like, I worked for the post office, then we did all the printers in the northern area. So we used to go from Hemel Hempstead up to Islington.
What, in the office, you remember in there, was it stores or something you... Particular office you were in at Powder Mill Lane?
Well, I used to go straight along. It was on my left. I used to walk in upstairs.
Just going in upstairs. Yes, that'd be the stores office.
That'd be the stores office,
wouldn't
it?
Yes.
And talking back a long time, you know.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Talking back about 40, 50 years.
Yes, I've been here at the time because I worked in the main during the 40 to 43, yes. So it's a small world.
Isn't it strange? Yes. And when they used to have craft shows, do you remember they used to have summer fights and craft shows? Right, I used to exhibit in the craft shows.
Oh, did you? Yes, the garden fake.
That's right, yes. Right, yes. Yes.
Yes, I think George Savile, or was it? Or Doug Ball, and any names up there. Anyway, I've got an old poster.
Yes, it's surprising. Oh, yes. Of course, I want to go along to the exhibition. I'll go along on Monday, I think, because that's a quiet day, and see Alfreda's work. And I always buy books on local history. I'm quite keen on history of locality, of course.
Do you live around this way now?
I live in Chesant now.
Oh, yes.
We're in Moreton Cross for years and years and years, next to the Vine. You know the Vine? Was a big old house stood. Well, that's in Moreton Cross, the Vine. Mm-hmm. Big old house stood next to it. We had half an acre of ground. I lived there till I was 24, 25.
Yeah.
Then when I got married, we moved in York Road, which was by the station, for 7 years. And then I've been down in Chesant now for nearly 40, I suppose. Time goes by, doesn't it? It doesn't do to think about it. So, in fact, when you think, you're amazed how many years it is, aren't you, when you think about it?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mary.
If there's anything I can
any
little bit helpful. Sometimes gives somebody else a mind, doesn't it? Well, oh, yes, I remember that. And then they go on, yes.
Collect the information.
Yes. I'll ask around because I belong to two women's clubs.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes they've got connections more.
Yes,
they might come out with something.
Yeah, well, I'll switch.